meet somebody and think like, man, this person, if they really tapped into all of their potential, they would like be great at what they do, amen? So we were forming a leadership group, and we were taking like the best 12 that we had to be able to kind of put them through this leadership class, and he was one of the 12. He lit up. You could tell it just meant something to him. He was so happy. So the first meeting happens, and after it's over, he pulls me aside, and he says, hey, I don't think I'm ready for this. He goes, I want to back out. I said to him, I said, why? He told me. He said, every person in the room looked like they belonged. He says, I felt like I was pretending, is what he said to me. He says, you know what? And if you brought my family to work with me, they wouldn't even recognize me, right? And he says something I'll never forget. He says, I feel like I'm living two lives. Right? He says, and I'm tired, right? I feel like I'm living two lives. He didn't say, I don't want it. He didn't say, I'm not capable. He just asked a quiet question in his soul. He says, am I really supposed to be here? Right? And in that moment, he made an agreement, not with the truth, but with a lie. And it made me, as I thought about this story, it made me think of Genesis chapter 3. And let's go to verse 11. It says, and he said, who told thee, this is God talking to Adam and Eve, and he says, who told thee that thou was naked, right? And what I kept thinking about with this guy was, who told you that? Who told you you weren't worthy? Who told you you didn't belong? And it was coming from somewhere, and God asked Adam and Eve that same question. He says, who told you, after they messed up, he said, who told you that? Right? And so I'm going to make 3 points this morning, and I want you to follow along with me. Point one is every lie has a voice. Amen? I want you to go to Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. I want you to, let's look at the scene. The serpent enters the garden, not with violence, not with fire, but with a question. It seems small, curious, and harmless, but it was a loaded in spiritual sabotage, right? The question says, did God really say you couldn't eat from every tree? Right? He didn't deny God's voice. He distorted it. Amen? Amen. A lot of times when we deal with these scriptures, we deal with like who was right, who was wrong, and who all this stuff was, who did what, and what they should have done. But I found it interesting that the beginning of this, they really got off course with the question. It was a question, and it really just seemed harmless. Like, you sure you can't eat off of every tree of the garden? Right? Like, you sure of that? I don't know if you've had questions in your life that started to make you question who you are and question things that's going on. And something that small doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but you can see what happened as you continue to read Scripture, what actually happened in their lives. Amen? Yeah. That moment marked the first time in humanity that doubt led to a choice, right? Because it just took a moment of doubt in that very moment that had to lead to a choice. So in that moment, Eve is faced with something. She's like, look, man, did God say we can eat off of every tree? Yeah, he said we can eat off of that tree. And he's like, the serpent goes on to tell her, surely, right, surely, you will be just like God. God don't want you to be like him, and I'm paraphrasing him. You will be just like God if you eat of that tree, amen? Here's the kicker. They were already like God.
Amen.
They were already like God. They already had all the things they needed to do to be that just like God, amen? Amen. See, the serpent came offering them something different. The serpent came offering them not fruit, but a new identity. Amen. Because when you're not happy in your own skin and when you don't feel like you understand, it's way too easy to get off course. Amen. Because somebody with a simple question can take you off course if you don't know where you're going. Amen.
Right.
Every lie has a voice. How many know that's true? Amen. And that voice came as a serpent today, but it for them, but it really wasn't the serpent. It was a lie that they told themselves because they didn't understand where they truly were in God.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
See, when you don't understand who you are in God, it's a lot easier for you to get off track, because you might think like, well, God, I'm not worthy. You know, I did this. I messed up. I did all this kind of stuff. And something will take to get you off course. And sometimes all it takes to question, like, you sure you go to church? That question alone can throw you off.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or, I thought you were a man of God. So, that question can throw you off course, amen?
Yeah.
I thought you said you love God.
Wow.
It can throw you off course. See, Eve's identity was thrown off. And sometimes our identity is thrown off with just a question. And that question, a lot of times, can lead us to things that we shouldn't be doing, amen?
Amen.
I love verse 2. It says, and the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. All right? And the woman says, but in verse 3, it says, but we cannot touch that certain tree. Right? We cannot touch that certain thing. So she already knew what was right.
Uh-huh.
But yet, a new identity was more enticing than what she was, than the goodness that God had already given her. Amen? Amen. The goodness that God had already shown her and poured into her and everything else. And we don't deal with God like that, like Adam and Eve did. And so imagine how hard it is for us to stay on course sometimes.
Amen.
Like, we don't get to see all of the goodness of God in the flesh like that. You have to really see it, and you have to really understand. We aren't walking with God and all that kind of stuff like they were. And a simple question took her off course. Amen. Amen. You can argue that maybe Adam helped and all this other kind of stuff, but I don't even think that's important. I think the introduction to where this thing went wrong was just a question. What question do you have for yourself this much? Because God created us in his own image, so she was already fully known, fully loved, and fully his. Amen. Amen. She was already that, right? The serpent convinced her that she, Like we do to ourselves, the same line, with just a question. You're not enough, right? You always struggle. Your past defines you. You don't really belong here. And I kind of sum it up like this. A lie plus agreement equals a stronghold. Right? If you believe the voice and you start to agree with it, that's the stronghold is being created in your life. Amen? And sometimes you ever look up and you're like, I can't believe I did that. I don't even recognize myself. That's because a question could have potentially taken you off course. You had agreement with it, and now you have a stronghold in your life that you don't understand how you got here. And that leads to addiction, right? Sometimes it does that. It leads to depression, anxiety, worry. All these other things are just in a lie plus an agreement that has a stronghold in your life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so I was confused at sometimes why we get stuck. And we get stuck because we started to believe, the question starts to make us question ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, man, you sure? This is my favorite. This is my favorite. And this is simple. Are you wearing that? Something like that can get you from thinking you look good to questioning whether or not you should change. A simple question like, oh, are you wearing that? It'll have you change your clothes and have nothing in your closet looking good. It'll have you going to the store before you going, supposed to be going somewhere, to find the thing that's right for a simple question. Because it's an alive plus your agreement. It's got a stronghold for something. You look great already. Right? You look good, and that question has thrown you off. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Let's look at point two. Point two is you don't get to name you. Amen? You're like, well, I changed my name. Okay. Well, I guess you did get to name yourself then. All right. So after they ate the fruit, I want you to notice in verse 7. Go to verse 7. It says, and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. See, suddenly they start covering themselves, not because God changed, because of the way they saw themselves, amen? They saw themselves differently in that moment after doing something. And that's what's doing what you're not supposed to be doing sometimes. That's what it gets you, right? It alters your view of you. That's what sin does. It alters your view of you. Amen? Before this, there was no insecurity, there was no hide, there was no shame, there was none of that. But now they have fig leaves like it's a fashion statement, amen? And when God shows up in the garden, he didn't show up yelling, right? He says, Adam, where art thou?
Come on.
Right?
Come on.
See, your father will come looking for you when you get in trouble. He's not coming in shame. He's looking for you.
Amen.
God came with a question. He said, where art thou? I know God know, but he came looking for him. Amen? Amen. And then Adam says, I heard their voice and I was afraid because I was naked. And then God says, who told thee that thou was naked? I love that question. I love that because the reality of it is, maybe you've done something in your life and you have a situation that's led you down a path of something different, and you are different than who you are, who you were meant to be, who God called you to be.
Right.
God created you in his image and his likeness, so it's time for us to walk into the agreement with God. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
This reminded me of something. I used to date a girl, and her brother had 10 toes. Now, I know that's not breaking news, like he had 10 toes, but it was 6 on one foot and 4 on the other, right? Here's the thing about this man. He's like probably like 30 years old at the time. He wore sandals everywhere. I'm like, man, he was like he was a foot model. Everywhere he went, he wore sandals. And we were up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan where I went to college. It was always cold, and he would always have them sandals on. It'd be snowing outside. He just showing. I'm like, man. So I asked him one day, like, man, you gonna cover them things up? And he's like, well, what? And I'm like, okay. And at the time, I didn't get it. But I understand he was walking in what God gave him. Right? Now, I want you to think about if you measure yourself against a man like that, you can look at his feet and think like maybe you should cover yours up because you don't have 6 toes, right? Or maybe you think he should cover his up because he does. But the reality of it is he wasn't walking for you. He was walking in agreement with God. He was beautifully made. He was fearfully and wonderfully made. And he, guess what? And he was going to not be ashamed of what God gave him. See, sometimes God gives us something awesome and we are ashamed of it, right? We won't walk in it. Right? We won't walk in it. We walk in shame when we got nothing to be ashamed about.
Amen.
Amen. Right? Now, you could argue that he could have been ashamed, for sure. There's a whole lot of people with worse than that.
Yeah.
I mean, with less than that, that would be walking in shame. But he didn't, amen? And I admire that about him because he said, you know what? God told me who I am, and he told me I'm awesome, so I'm going to walk in that.
Amen.
And yeah, you don't get to pick certain things about yourself. But that don't mean you have to disagree with what God did for you. If he made you in his image, walk in it. And if somebody else don't like it, they kick rocks. With 6 toes or 5.
Amen. Amen.
You know, God is God showed up for them. And, you know, he asked them, who told you you were naked? And I thought about that question. I keep thinking about that question. I'm like, why didn't God show up in punishment? He already knew what they did. He already knew the answer to the question. Why did God show up and even ask questions? Because God's voice draws you to him. He's trying to create a pathway for you to communicate with him, even though you might not be doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Come on, now.
So that question is not to shame you. That question is to bring you closer to him.
Yes.
And yes, he might know the answer, and you might feel convicted. Like, why am I, God, why are you asking me this? He's asking you so you go closer to him. Maybe your life hasn't lined up the way it's supposed to be. And maybe you haven't lived how you're supposed to live. And that question for God is not one of shame. It's one to be able to come and connect with him. It's one to be able to come near him. It's one to be able to say, you know what, God, I know I messed up, you know? And God will make provision for you even when you mess up. Amen? Amen. God will make a way for you even when you don't think, even when you don't deserve it. Amen. That's what I love about God. And that's why he decided to draw the people near him, Adam and Eve near him that needed him. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I know that God, there's some things about me that I sometimes I'm ashamed of. Right, I am. Like, singing is one of them. My Lord, do not make me have me sing in front of these people. Like, I'm going to give you an example. I was here yesterday to practice singing. Couldn't even practice singing because people were here. You would think, because I had to sing in front of people today anyway, that I'd just been like, oh, man, people here working. I asked them. They were here. I'm like, I don't want to sing in front of them. Like, I was just too nervous, right? I'm like, I don't, I hate it, right? But, and that's doing something for God. You can feel shame and you can feel not enough for something when you're doing something for God. When you're doing something for yourself, you for sure can feel it. Amen? Amen. But God giving us an opportunity to be able to draw closer to him, just asking, just being able to answer simple questions for him. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. I got one last point, and it's freedom starts with agreement. Amen? Amen. After the fall from Adam and Eve, they didn't just hide from God. They hid from themselves. Amen?
Yeah.
From that moment on, their identity was fractured. They went from very good to very afraid. And that's what, when our life is not the life that we're supposed to be living for God, that's what that does. Amen?
Amen.
But here's the beauty. I want you to look at verse 21. Even after they did what they did, unto Adam also unto his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothed them. God clothed them even when they were wrong.
Yeah.
Even when they created a situation that they shouldn't have even been in because they were already already good, God made provision for them even though they didn't deserve it. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus came not only to forgive us of our sins, but he came to restore our identities. Amen?
Yeah.
To get rid of the shame. And this was like, back in Genesis, God taking a step, doing that by covering them. You're covered this morning. You're covered differently this morning,
yeah,
but you're covered this morning. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
God says in John, he says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Yeah.
The
yeah,
truth
yeah.
is you are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
That God loves you.
Yeah.
He don't care about the things that you've done. He wants you to be who you're supposed to be now in him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I am, I have a question for you. For whatever it is you're going through, who told you whatever it is that you're going through? Like, who told you you weren't enough? Who told you that you weren't smart enough? Who told you you couldn't get promoted? Who told you that you'll never be successful? If those are things that you are feeling, I'm here to tell you this morning, God did not disqualify you. Amen?
Amen.
He didn't disqualify you from your past. He didn't disqualify you from your present. You don't have to settle where you've been for where you've been. This is a tough message for me because I know there are some things that happen in our lives that make us not do what we have to do, but I'm here to tell you this morning, I'm going to take the boundaries out of my life, amen? I'm going to take the labels under, you know, from under my life. I'm going to take back my identity this morning, just like you need to take back your identity this morning, amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Our God is more than enough.
Yeah.
You said he'll supply every need, huh?
Yeah.
The question becomes, what made us shrink when we shouldn't be shrinking, amen? What made us be different in these moments that we're not supposed to be different in? And I can tell you, this message hit differently for me at home because I'm like, we're going through some things in my house that makes you question God sometimes, right? It makes you say, God, like, what is going on? Like, man, and I'm not beyond questioning God. I'm going to tell you, I got questions for God all the time. But if I'm not going to do my part, how can I expect God to do his? If I'm not going to do the part that I'm supposed to do, and the part I'm supposed to do is trust him.
That's Right.
I'm supposed to move forward. I'm not supposed to believe the report. I'm supposed to believe the reporter. Amen. God is. And let him make all the difference for you. Amen. Hey, let's, man, let's give Jesus a hand clap of praise. I don't know about you, but I know freedom starts with agreement this morning. I don't know what agreements you made. I don't know what agreements you made with yourself this morning. And maybe they were not the right ones. Maybe you need to be differently than you have been. Maybe you need to move in a, maybe you need a different crowd. Maybe you got people around you asking the wrong questions, right? That you're connecting with people that maybe you shouldn't be connecting with. Or you're in a circle, maybe you shouldn't be in a circle in. Or maybe you're having agreement with yourself that is absolutely wrong. That is a lie, it's a stronghold, and you've taken agreement and it's held on to you. But I'm here to tell you this morning, we're going to break that this morning. Amen. We're going to break the lie that you agreed with this morning. We're going to break it this morning. Because I know when you're going through struggle, when you're going through heartache, and you're going through pain, and you're going through all these things, sometimes it doesn't feel like God is filling that void fast enough. You're like, man, the water's coming in faster than it's going out, God. I'm dumping it out because I'm believing you. And I'm doing all these things. But all of a sudden, it just feels like I did a lot of work and I got the same amount of water in the boat that I had when I started. Or even more, that the tide is rising. But that is a false perception by you, because God can get rid of the water in just a word. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Whatever the stronghold is, God can just speak a word to it. Now, I wish I could tell you why he just don't speak it all the time. I got a whole list of things that God, like, God, you can just take care of this, and this, and it's easy, right? But the things that we go through, there's a reason we go through them. And sometimes we create them, but it doesn't stop God from being able to take what was meant for her to be able to do something good for us.
Amen.
The word of God says, you know, that we will have trouble on every side. Every side. I'm like, God, can you just free up one side sometimes? Like, man, can I just step to the right out of trouble for a minute? And it seems like wrong sometimes that we'll be trouble on every side. But he says, but not distressed.
Yeah.
God has made provision for you, even though you have trouble on every side. We have to stand in agreement with his word. Amen?
Amen.
We have to stop believing a lie that we were told. And we have to stand with him this morning. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to ask that you stand with me this morning. Forgotten. And you're not who whatever enemy says you are. You're not who they said you are. Amen?
Amen.
You are a child of God.
Amen.
You're deserving of the goodness of God.
Yes, Lord.
You're deserving of every good thing that God has for you. Amen? Amen. I'm going to ask that you close your eyes this morning. And we're going to pray together about your life. Amen. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Your people are gathered here today for you. I'm going to ask that you touch them this morning in their situation, Lord. Let them know they're not average. They're bold. They're awesome. They're amazing because you created them to be so. Lord, sometimes we have these things that we think are deficiencies, Lord. I'm going to ask that you touch our minds, Lord. And we break and speak to those strongholds this morning, Lord. We get rid of them. We cast them down, Lord. We have a new agreement this morning, Lord. That agreement is what you said about us. That we're fearfully and wonderfully made, Lord. That we're beautifully and wonderfully made. That you are our God. That you made us in your image and in your likeness, Lord. We walk in that agreement this morning, Lord. Lord, not the things that are trying to condemn us, Lord, bring us down. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give Jesus a hand clap of praise this morning. You may be seated this morning. You know, sometimes, just maybe speaking out loud with you, sometimes I don't even understand the messages sometimes. Sometimes I want the message that God gives me. I want it to automatically be a hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, all-inspiring thing. And it doesn't work the way that you think it's going to work all the time, right? My God. And that is frustrating sometimes, if I'm being completely honest with you. But every movement that you make and every time you get something from God, it don't come disguised at how you think it would. Sometimes life-changing moments come in moments that you don't even realize or recognize. And sometimes God uses those things to draw you in at a later time that you don't even expect, amen? So I have to trust in God's will and his way and his work and say, you know what, God? Whatever you want shall be done, amen?
Amen.
I know we did take up an offering for the pastor this morning.